2-1. Talking to Cynthia Cooper after the team beat TSU. Give me your thoughts on the game, man.
Well, I thought we played well. We played a lot better with a lot more confidence, but it all started from our defense. We changed defenses up from man to our different zones, and we pressed a little bit. But I thought for the most part we came out with the right level of intensity that we needed to compete against Texas Southern on their home court. And as a result, shots started to fall. We started to get defensive stops and were able to get out on our fast break. And then the rest is kind of history, so to speak. I mean, I thought we played well. Didn't play our best game, but I thought we played a lot better than we were playing.
Despite Courtney fouling out, she did a good job on the offense, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, we had our other point guard, Trinity Robinson, go down with a broken wrist. And so we needed Courtney to step it up. And she did. You know, she fouled out, but she ran the team today. She ran the offenses. She communicated the different defenses that we were in. And overall, I mean, she finished with 6 assists. She really led us tonight, and that's exactly what we needed her role to be tonight.
Talk about the game from Dominique.
You know, Dominique Smith, I'm always angry at her because she always gets in and she's tentative. She's so talented, but for some reason she gets on the court in the first, 5 minutes, she's tentative. And so I fussed at her and told her, listen, I put you on the court to score. I put you on the court to be the player that you're capable of being. And when she went, I took her out and put her back in, that's when she started to go. She stopped thinking about the game and just letting the game come to her. And she was able to hit outside shots. And then I moved her to the point guard once Courtney fouled out, and she ran our team as well. And so I really thought she played a mature game and a complete game tonight.
You think Latara is finally getting comfortable and relaxed and everything?
I think Latara is getting comfortable. What Latara needs to do is allow her talent to speak for itself. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about the game. I haven't played for 2 years. Don't worry about any of that, and just worry about my talent. Let the game come to me. Play hard. Play with intensity, and she won't have a problem because she's so gifted. You know, some players are talented, but Latara is gifted. If you've ever seen her jump or really release that 3-point shot or go off on a fast break and actually sprint, I mean, she is gifted. And so if she just lets her game come to her and play within herself, her talent will speak for itself.
You mentioned Trinity in her wrist. What's the timetable for her to come back?
Unfortunately, it's 4 to 6 weeks. So that's mostly the first part of conference. We're going to, after the first 2 weeks, the acute phase, so to speak, we're going to get her out of that cast and get her on a bone machine and in a brace. And hopefully that will speed up her recovery. But right now, the prognosis is, 4 to 6 weeks.
One last thing. So is anybody else coming back, or are you just going to be going 9 players?
Well, we do have a player that is going to be certified eligible right here once our compliance department get back from their break. And she's a 6'3 post player. So we'll have her. And then we're just going to wait for Trinity to come back. And once we get, I think, Trinity and Whitney Lagans, I think we'll be a more complete team. And we won't have to play some players so much, at least early on in our conference.